How do you post about a new relationship online?
So Facebook doesn't have this anymore, but it used to be able to let you put relationship statuses with people you used to go out with. So you can add like month and year that you guys dated. Once after I left to college, an ex of mine tried to add me as formerly in a relationship between so and so years. And I'm like, why would anyone want to do that? Because like, first of all, why would I want to advertise it? And two, who does that help? That is really weird to have a resume of everyone you've ever dated on the internet.
Hello, welcome to Why'd You Push That Button, a show where Caitlin Tiffany,
hi,
and Ashley Carmen, that's me, talk about all the decisions we're forced to make with technology.
Oh man, today we're talking about a really juicy topic. You know we love when the episodes get gossipy. Ugh. And we love one-star girl talk about quote-unquote boys.
And this is our season finale also. So we had to go out with the goss, the hot goss.
Yeah, we're playing to our strengths here.
Totally, totally. I'm excited about this episode.
I am too. I know for a fact that it's going to get bleak, which we also love.
Yeah, there's a lot of news to deliver in this episode.
Oh, man.
So, Caitlin, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about the idea of being Instagram official, which, is, if you haven't heard of, is essentially the same thing as Facebook official, which was like the dominant form of announcing a relationship for several years.
Many years.
You know, but do people really use Facebook anymore? Probably not. It sucks. And nobody that I know who is normal would go on Facebook and change their relationship status.
I don't even really friend people on Facebook, let alone friend a new date.
Yeah. Obviously, people are still falling in love. They still want to announce it to the world. They need some way to do it. We think and have heard rumblings that the way you do this now is by posting a photo on Instagram.
Yeah.
With your new significant other. And it might not even necessarily be like, oh, we're dating now. It actually probably isn't. It's just like there's this significance to the first photo of the two of you on the gram.
Things have just gotten really, really complicated when you want to make a relationship public, because before you had just the drop-down menu on Facebook where it was like, in a relationship, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Oh my God, that's love so ya. Crazy that they had that.
single, whatever. And then you could tag the person who you're in a relationship with. It would send this notification out over your newsfeed to your friends. And everyone was like, oh, this is a new relationship. Let's comment on it. Whatever. Now it's like, oh, my true friends will know that this person is new to my Instagram, never has been seen before. Therefore, they can assume I'm hanging out with someone new. They can piece the puzzle together themselves. I'm in a relationship.
We've gotten a lot more coy, I think, just like as a society. I definitely, this is going to make me sound demented, but my college boyfriend, the day after we kissed for the first time, I changed my Facebook status to in a relationship.
Clingy. Gotta mark your territory. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the last time I changed my status. I guess it was college. Like, I really do not ever remember changing it. So what I thought would be fun for this episode is changing my relationship status on Facebook. Because I have this whole theory of, like, Caitlin, where I was like, this doesn't matter at all. Like, no one will care. Facebook is so dead, although obviously Facebook owns Instagram, which you all know. But anyway, so as you all know, Chris and I were dating and I changed my Facebook status to in a relationship, which was really scary.
After about like a year.
A year of dating.
Yeah.
I did not realize, I was sweating to change it because it really was a big decision. Here I was talking this big game, like no one cares, doesn't matter. But then when it came time to push the button to in a relationship with, that was huge and really scary because like it feels so official. So I did it though. I did it. And multiple people commented, my friends who know I'm in a relationship or whatever, commented, were like, oh my God, like, yeah. I called my mom for a different reason and she was at my cousin's house and my cousin was like, ask Ashley about the Facebook thing. And my mom was like, oh, your aunt says that you changed your Facebook relationship status. God. What's that about? And I'm like, mom, you knew I was dating someone. Like, this is not a big deal. I'm doing it for the podcast. So many people texted me about their relationship status. Clearly, it actually maybe matters.
That is bananas to me. But I think actually what you're saying just confirms what we were just discussing, which is that now people, like, it's not normal to announce things in that way, you have to be sneaky.
Yeah.
You have to tiptoe towards each other in the digital space. And like gradually over time, if anybody gives a shit enough about your life to like sleuth through your Venmo feed and who you're following on Spotify and who you're like tweeting at and like whatever and whose Instagram photos you're tagged in, then they'll find out that you're dating. And maybe only if they really care. And then if you announce it, it's like, calm down.
And because your Facebook friends presumably are left over from your previous life. Literally, I've had Facebook since I was, it was 2007, like over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The people I was friends with in 2007, I actually can't remember their names. Like, I don't know who they are anymore. So it was kind of like coming out to strangers. My friends know who I'm dating. Anyway, fast forward to now. We've been recording this episode for a while now. And big news in Ashley's life, Chris and I broke up. So then I had to actually experience the changing of the Facebook relationship status in a relationship to single.
Okay, but see, that's easy to do. And you can also hide it from your timeline.
I absolutely hid it from my timeline.
Right. So what I'm more curious about in this situation is what did you do to your Instagram? Did you archive anything?
No, this is actually a thing that is a struggle. It's been a rocky ride. To put it lightly.
I think Ashley's handling this breakup amazingly.
Thank you, Caitlin.
If anything, she's gotten more charming and hotter. So I truly don't see the downside.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've really had some crazy changes of heart with this episode ever since my relationship has changed. But I wanted to handle the breakup like an adult. I was like, you know what? Chris was a part of my life for a very long time. I'm not going to archive photos. Like, I don't care that much. Like, he was a person that exists in my life. Any dude I date in the future can handle the fact that there is another guy on my Instagram. Like,
I agree.
It's fine. Chris, however, archived a photo of me on his Instagram.
Did you ask him if it was archive or delete?
It was archive because he brought it back.
Oh my
it's a
God.
Whole thing. Chris is younger than me. So, you know, I think there's a generational divide here perhaps. But
yeah,
anyway, he archived a photo of me and I'm not going to lie. I was very upset about it. I absolutely spiraled and was so sad. And I realized that like this is an insane world we live in. I miss the Facebook relationship status days because back then it was like, you know what? You're done. You change the status. Maybe you unfriend. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Chris's profile is public. So I don't even follow him, but I can go to his grid whenever I want, which I did because I'm a human. And I saw that he archived this photo. I was like, what the heck? Like, that's just rude.
Yeah.
And I was really sad. So, you know, now I have this predicament where I think that's too subtle, though. Like, that's such a subtle sign. Like, your friends won't know you broke up just because you archived a photo. That's a signal to me, the person who was in the relationship. I don't know how you publicly break up. Like, do I post a photo of myself, like, naked? And I'm like, guess what, y'all? I'm single now. What up? Like, I don't know how you come out as, like, how do you come out as single now? How do you signify a breakup?
Just start tweeting about, like, weird things people are saying to you on Tinder.
I did say that I entered the weekend phase of the breakup, which I don't actually know if that's like a cool thing anymore. Like, I feel like no one likes The Weeknd, but I'm just going to be honest. I like his new album.
Yeah, I don't fuck with The Weeknd, but I understand what you're saying.
The sentiment.
Anyway, I agree with you. Archiving pictures is weird. I mean, I have archived a couple of pictures of an ex-boyfriend, but only because I looked ugly in them. Or actually, I archived one that was like a picture of a Valentine because I was like, this is too much. Why did I even put this on here in the first place? But I think it's weird to try to erase people from the public record of your life just because you're not together anymore. It's like, I really don't like, I don't know if it's for other people
or if it's for yourself. It reminded me a lot of the text threads episode where, you know, the hot and cold of items, you keep threads, it's like hotter, closer to you.
Yeah.
You delete threads, they're colder, you keep things away from you if they don't matter as much. I almost felt like archiving a photo is signifying the coldness.
Yeah, like pushing something into a box.
Exactly. Like, I have photos of Chris, but I put the photos away because for me, that to me is closeness. My Instagram, I'm like, whatever. I don't take that much stake in my grid, but I could see how people who really, really invest in their grid, like Kim K, would probably archive photos.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I think it's like almost dishonest to be like, this didn't happen. Unless, of course, like it was like a really horrible, like traumatic breakup in which someone was really mean or like.
No.
But that's like not what has happened to either one of us.
Right. So. Anyway, so this is the experience I've gone through while recording this episode. But obviously, this episode is not about me or Caitlin. We are going to talk to actual humans.
Okay. We are actual humans.
Well, we're going to talk to people who are not podcast hosts.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the Daily Dot advice columnist, Naomi. Yes.
I wonder how many people are totally open in relationships about their social media relationship.
Who wrote this really good post in response to someone who had written in essentially asking, like, should I feel bad that the person I'm dating doesn't want to post photos of me on their Instagram?
The person who wrote this question was really frustrated because she felt like in real life her relationship was stable and it felt like their lives were integrated and they'd been together for over a year, and she was like, I post him, why doesn't he post me?
Like, should I take this as a sign that they aren't committed to me, or they don't care about me, or they're embarrassed of me, or blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't really have that many other problems in our relationship, but just, like, really bothers me, and I feel like I can't say anything about it because it sounds so silly.
There's a lot that we still don't know because this is relatively new in terms of, like, human interaction.
And Naomi actually had a lot of really good thoughts. She was basically saying that the reason this might feel so important to someone is that
somebody is, like, looking at the life they've curated online and this, like, reality they've created for themselves, and then looking at the reality of somebody that you feel intimate with. And then you look at that and you're like, wait, this isn't lining up. Like, these don't match. That feels really uncomfortable.
So, like, if you look at my Instagram, it's like, this is what I do. This is who I am. This is what I care about. And to, like, exclude a person from it who's supposedly very important to you is kind of like a strange message. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys talk about whether it's just more, not so much that it's intentional leaving out, but more of like it doesn't matter to a specific person, you know? Like, it's just priorities. Like, you care about Instagram, I don't care about Instagram.
Yeah. Naomi kind of talked about that. Like, I think in the advice that she gave this person, it was just like,
people, especially with social media, because it's like all this like affirming each other and liking, like we forget about like the individualized ways of using it. People really want to believe that their way of using it is the one that makes sense, but there's just different ways.
But it's still kind of hard to like to resolve that in your brain.
It reminds me of when you cared a lot about texting. When you were like texting boys, and they didn't have the same expectations of texts as you.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's hard to figure out kind of if somebody is quote unquote a bad texter because they just don't like texting, or if they're a bad texter because they don't care about you very much.
And I feel like that could be the same thing with Instagram. It's like, I can't tell if they're not serious about this relationship because they're not posting on Instagram, or if it's just they don't care about Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Did she give like any advice for us sad people out there / the listeners at home?
Yes, she did.
If it's a big part of your life, if you use social media a lot, I think it's healthy to have conversations about it. And just in the same way that you would talk about other things that bother you, I think it's okay to be like, hey, I noticed something and I'm like curious about it.
If Naomi was here, I would tell her that I dated a guy once who I was quite serious with, and it was really, well, not that serious, but still, I really cared for him. And it was weird because he would post photos that were of things that I gave him or that we did together, but he wouldn't post photos of me.
This happened to me recently too.
It's weird. It's like, why are you acknowledging this day that we had together, and you're acknowledging this thing that, like, we cooked something together? He Instagrammed the food we made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why would you Instagram that dish but not tag me? It's so petty, but I just am like, to me, it was like a very special moment because we had never really cooked together like that.
Did you ask him, though? Because I kind of think for a lot of people, the answer would be like, they were embarrassed to, or they weren't sure that they should.
Well, we broke up, and it clearly was just that he's just stunted emotionally. But ooh. I think it's the truth, and he would readily admit that, I'd hope. But yeah, it was really painful to me because, like, I would buy him something, and he Instagrammed the thing I bought him without acknowledging that I bought it for him. It was so weird.
If you're somebody who's more sensitive and thoughtful about, like, intimacy, it's like, no, I'm sharing this with you. I'm connecting with you. And, like, if you're going to go share it with your world, like, why am I not a part of that sharing? Like, I can totally understand how that would hurt. You feel like you've been, like, edited out.
It sounds like Naomi is saying that people have different expectations, and the only way you're going to resolve this ever is just by talking it out, which makes sense. It's like an adult thing you should do, probably.
Yeah, I just truly can't imagine being like, hey, we should talk about whether or not we should be Instagramming each other.
But that was a discussion you had when Facebook official was a thing. Like, you wouldn't change it.
No, it's not. I changed it without telling my college boyfriend. I was just like, you're my boyfriend now.
Wow. Good for you. Well, at least in my experience, it was always a kind of a discussion of like, where are we? What are we? Are we official? Are we not official? I feel like now we're just way flakier, so we don't want to have these discussions.
Oh, totally.
And I feel so bad for the younger generation, honestly. With everything I just went through, I literally, like, I feel so bad for teenagers. I want to, like, cry for them. There was a world before Instagram, y'all, and it was beautiful.
It's just so much uncertainty all the time.
Oh my God. It's like, duh. Anyway, so I actually talked to a college student who maybe doesn't remember a world before Instagram. Her name's Megan. She's friends with your sister.
Hi, Ashley.
Yeah, my sister is about to graduate from college at UNC Wilmington, and she hooked us up with this expert source.
I've been talking with this one guy. I'd say that we're dating right now. He's super great about social media, and he'll just post different dates that we've been on, like different outings, which is like a first for me.
She's dealt with these vague relationship statuses in her personal life.
I didn't know exactly like where we lied, where we didn't lie. So then I think it kind of just kept the ball rolling by him making that first move to post something.
I went into this interview thinking like, Megan is totally going to be like, Facebook is dead. I'm a young person. No one uses Facebook. And then Megan was like,
I think it's still a thing. Definitely.
Everyone cares about Facebook.
Wait, excuse me, Megan. I don't know
where
we
found Megan. I don't know who Megan is, but Megan loves Facebook apparently.
Yeah, me and my girlfriends even, they'll be like, oh, well, if they're not like Facebook official, is that guy like really available or not?
And that's actually what spurred me to change my relationship status, is that she was saying that it's important. It's an important decision to make.
Even guy friends will like check other people's pages just to like see how they are listed.
Again, kind of what we talked about earlier is that you're coming out more to your family. There's additional people that might be finding out about the relationship, and that it's still a really weighty decision. But I totally get where she's coming from, because it was a weighty decision when I actually was talking this big game and then was going to change my status. I was like, oh my God, this is scary.
Okay, but what did she say about Instagram? She refuted our hypothesis, like, just no.
Instagram officials big too. Mm-hmm. She mentioned this phenomenon I've heard of before but never actually experienced myself.
You can see like in somebody's bio if they have, you know, like a certain date or initials.
So they're kind of creating basically a Facebook status in Instagram because they don't have an official one that's available to them.
I also low-key think it kind of depends on when that person's posting that picture. Is it like they're calling them like their boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, or they're just like posting that picture about that other person to kind of like show off to others, you know, that they're like with them.
Does she have like a popular Instagram? Can she give me some advice? Do I need to post pictures of me with dudes to get a bigger Instagram following?
I don't think Megan is an influencer.
Oh, okay.
But Caitlin, I think I get what you're saying, and you're trying to say that influencers do have to think about relationship statuses a lot. And who are influencers? Celebrities, of course.
Totally.
Celebrities have had to deal with relationships and telling the world about who they're dating, who they've broken up with for a long time, way before social media was ever a thing. So we're going to talk to Bobby Finger and Lindsay Webber of a podcast called Who Weekly, and they're going to explain to us how Instagram, Facebook, the internet has changed relationship statuses for real influencers, aka celebrities.
I'm excited about this. If the stakes are high for us on Instagram, the stakes are so much higher for Demi Lovato.
It is true. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, so we are back with Lindsay Webber and Bobby Finger of the podcast Who Weekly. Can y'all tell us just a little bit about your podcast and what you do?
So I'm Lindsay Webber.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And we host a podcast. We co-host a podcast called Who Weekly. And it's, you know, about the ins and outs of celebrities, mostly the, you know, the who's, the lower echelon of celebrities, with the occasional them. We're
the occasional
them. Because
you can't really talk about the who's without occasionally talking about the royals.
So we're, you know, we're obsessed with celebrity behavior and culture, and especially the behavior and culture of the kind of thirstiest of our celebrities.
And the thirstiest ones are the ones who typically use like your social platforms
the best,
if not the most, at least the most interestingly.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. They're very good at stuff online.
Yeah. Okay, so for today's episode of our podcast, we're talking about Instagram official. Mm. This is a thing. You become Instagram official with your new boo. It's like a whole thought process. When do you post the first story pic or video? When do you post the first grid photo or video? Like, there's a differentiation.
Yeah, yeah.
So Caitlin and I were wondering about how celebrity relationship statuses? Because a lot of blogging is piecing together things, right? Mm-hmm. There's never the official announcement necessarily, mm-hmm. or maybe there was at one point. So I'm wondering how you think about finding a celebrity's status with a boo.
Well, first it was what, paparazzi photos being caught together or being rumored to be
paparazzi
at the same place
photos.
At the same time, which still happens, but
paparazzi
know.
Photos. And then like, but in terms of like official declarations, I think of it as like the People cover, like the nicer end of the tabloid cover, or like just a profile where they just casually mention it in like a Vogue profile.
Sure.
Of you. Like, I'm currently dating this person.
Well, I think they would be less casual back then. Now they're mm-hmm. more casual because you could find out other ways. But back then, I think it would be a big deal to like announce something and you would wrap a whole story around mm-hmm. the announcement of a celebrity couple.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it makes its way up from like the shitty tabloids to like the reputable ones. So you got, you know, you're like, it's rumored in National Enquirer and then it slowly makes its way up, which
yeah,
is like
Daily Mail yeah. is still playing this game on Snapchat
and they're,
all the time.
And they're often right. That's why yeah. TMZ knows when everyone dies. Like they're often right. You know, they have sources.
And I think it was press releases and publications that were like not controlled by the celebrity. And I think that's sort of how it's transitioned to like now there's still press releases, but they're controlled by the celebrity on their Instagram feeds.
Yeah.
Are there press releases about relationships?
Totally.
Well, a weird thing that just happened to me is
denial of relationships, though, I think.
It's a denial. So. Yeah. Denial.
Okay. Well, Bobby like has a story. Well, we were talking about this earlier when we were talking about being on this podcast and how, you know, because now celebrities own their own kind of press release behavior where, like, you can go to Instagram or Twitter and just say whatever the hell you want. You don't need your publicist to release a press release. Also, releasing a press release now has such a more, like, has a different tone. It's not chill anymore, so it kind of means something else when you do it. So you're talking about how now the Instagram became the place where they would go, but now publicists have reclaimed the Instagram because now it's, like, popular to do it. So now there are publicists acting on behalf of celebrities in their Instagram. It used to be more of a natural behavior. Now it's not authentic at all. So like we're back to the beginning almost.
Yeah, and I think it's less press releases than publicists, than asking a publicist
sure.
and getting
but
confirmation.
You could tell your,
denial.
Your story about, yeah.
What I thought was really interesting was, when was this, like 2 or 3 weeks ago when Amy Schumer got married to the random guy?
But actually like name him. Name
Chris
him now.
Fisher.
Wow, that was amazing.
It was a rumor, like suddenly one morning, because it was like a Monday or a Tuesday, and it was like Amy Schumer got married this weekend to a guy we've never heard of. The wedding was attended by all these stars. There are no photos. It was very private, but she's definitely married. And so I reached out to her publicist because I looked at her Instagram and there was nothing about it. There was nothing on any of her socials. And I reached out to her publicist and I was like, hey, can you confirm or deny Us Weekly story? This is out of the blue. Do you have a comment? And usually 7 times out of 10, you don't even get a response, or at least I don't. But she wrote back maybe an hour later, and it just said something along the lines of, please consult Amy's Instagram for more details.
Oh, my God.
Really?
And I was like, and at first I was like, I just looked at her Instagram. It's not there.
But
I guess she had just posted it. And then she was like, this is where it is.
So I would say that is a form of a press release. Maybe
yeah.
it's like the new 2018 version of a press release. But I think we're going to see more and more of publicists getting kind of in between a celebrity and their social media, because it used to be like they could do whatever they wanted. And that was what was fun about it. Now it's like,
they might shop
again.
It to different tabloids, or like pick a favorite, pick someone they prefer. Like if Jennifer Aniston was talking to someone about, like, Jennifer Aniston would choose People.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Kardashians might choose Life and Style. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, why talk to someone else if I can just put really well-curated photos and a nice little caption
and
on my Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is now that the algorithm, the dreaded algorithm, puts things desperately out of order, you have to figure out now new ways to get your stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, let's say you follow a ton of celebrities. It's not going to be like they're bumped up to the top of your feed.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, like, post an official picture and then make sure everyone sees it? Like, it's a lot harder now.
Then you post the exclusive in Us Weekly and say that
that's true.
Here's a rumor.
So now you can do both.
Yeah.
We're back to doing both, I guess.
Yeah. But also, like, now, like, E! News or, like, what Billboard will be, like, hit the Instagram posts as news, which is
right.
crazy to me.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was literally my favorite news story of the last year was when Sarah Hyland wore, like, the Wells Adams initial necklace and like tagged Taylor Swift in it, and everyone was like, she's dating Wells Adams. And it's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? It was amazing. So good. It's just like her
yeah.
mouth. And
right. You have people on the Instagram beat and they just write a whole post around one Instagram.
And we also have that just happened the opposite. The celebrity breakup announcement can be done over Instagram by the act, or even the coupling or the uncoupling can be done on Instagram via unfollowing or following, which yes. always gets coverage because there's always like,
so
I don't know.
So is there someone who's like looking specifically? That's what I was going to say.
Yes. There's, it's fans definitely do it.
100%.
But I think there must be someone on staff at like TMZ and someone who has some sort of like software that will program alerts to their
100%
to their, like,
yes. Also, you know that exists because when you look in your Instagram, you can see the activity. It's not for everyone, but you see, you can see behaviors of people I followed, I liked, I commented or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But so Courtney Courtney just apparently unfollowed her like young boyfriend.
Oh, they're
her,
done.
Like, hunky boyfriend.
Yeah, they're done. Wow.
And then deleted some of the photos.
Oh my God, breaking
from the
news.
Well, like, so it seems like the Kardashians kind of use their platforms organically and authentically.
Yes.
But you're also saying that there are these celebrities who have relinquished control over to
who maybe are more uncomfortable with it but still want to use it. So they've already kind of passed it on to their, and publicists now coming to people and saying, hey, I can take that for you. You don't have to deal with it. And
do you think a publicist is like, we're just gonna unfollow here? Don't worry about it.
No,
honey.
I don't think that would be 100% not.
So that's especially the celebrity acting.
Yes.
But that's also why the Kardashians are so Kardashian. They're so good at this stuff. They really do strike a balance between inauthenticity and authenticity via all their stuff.
Courtney knew that unfollowing someone would get a story written about it.
The
didn't think that no one would notice.
Selena Bieber have unfollowed and refollowed each other thousands of times on Instagram, and every single time
it's on just Jared
Jr.
Every single time.
Just kidding, it's normal Jared prom.
But their relationship is usually paparazzi photos because they're so famous. But when they appear in each other's Instagrams, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, the official, becoming official or whatever. We were also talking about how now you can, like, archive photos. So you could actually take somebody totally out of your feed. If you were like, you know, do you delete your ex from your feed or whatever?
Oh,
if you're famous?
Sure.
Maybe. I mean, I think I was saying to you now, a lot of celebrities use their feed as, like, a comprehensive whole. So, like, they'll delete all of them and start from the fresh. So when you go look, you're only seeing their new projects. You're only seeing their new whatever. You're only seeing this, like, or you're seeing a grid of their whole face, like Ali Larder, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And like you, and so I think that's also kind of a way that you could, you know, announce that you've moved on from somebody or not have that history.
I'm curious why this was something that I thought was so fun, and I don't know why more people didn't do it. Demi Lovato, I think it was, wrote that like really long notes app thing about why she was breaking up with her boyfriend and posted it on Instagram. And I was like, this is amazing. Everyone should start doing this.
People
why didn't
do.
That become a thing?
People do.
People screenshot notes apps as like their own press releases pretty frequently. Like Demi loves doing it.
Demi's is the best because I don't know, we maybe don't remember this, but a big joke on our podcast is that Demi's screenshot, it said poems. Like she put it,
in a folder called
poems.
She
put it in a folder called poems.
Well, I did not remember
so
that.
So that's hilarious. Wow. Mm-hmm. She's so great. And that actually, I think when she did it, that is authentic. Mm-hmm. But I think now that's been.
Demi's always authentic.
Sure. But don't you think now we're at this is maybe a year later, now publicists are back in there helping them do this stuff. And so it's become. The notes app thing has been taken over by, and now it's not as authentic anymore.
Caitlin and I have talked a lot about the authenticity of these social platforms.
We've
come to the conclusion that Venmo is the most authentic social platform.
Yes.
Totally.
That's what it is.
There's stakes.
Yeah, and no one's lying about money. Like, it's the facts.
No, it's true. And it's not quite performative, but it is a little performative.
Yeah. You can't fake it necessarily, whereas it seems like you could plant official relationships if you wanted to. I know the YouTubers are into like planting stuff.
Yeah, but I think planting relationships is still quite a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many fake relationships, I think, still.
We saw that in like a year ago with Bella Thorne. One of our listeners found Bella Thorne's Venmo account. And there was all the speculation that she was dating this other woman named Bella. And it was like very silly, but they were just friends. Anyways, something that someone used as backup was they found her Venmo and it was like they've been paying each other on Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, what does that really prove?
And then they were looking for all these celebrities' Venmos and finding them. And
I found some when we were doing this episode because I don't have Venmo. And then I got on this whole thing where I was like, oh my God, I need to start looking people up. I found very minor celebrities like John Early.
It's great.
Like that,
no, someone who listens to our podcast found Sean Spicer's Venmo, and that was a big thing, and that kind of broke out, and people were writing about it and Venmoing, invoicing him for shit.
Yeah, he didn't pay them back.
Like requesting cash.
Yeah, and sending him a cent and being like, F you or whatever.
But I feel like that's the sort of thing that like happens next, where it's like once everyone's tired of the Instagram reveal, someone will do a sneaky, like very high profile Venmo reveal.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, like Shawn Mendes, sure. Like young people.
Shawn
Mendes. Some sort of new platform that doesn't exist yet.
So just like you both personally, how do you feel about the Instagram official in your own lives? Like, is this something you have to weigh out or do you think about
Bobby,
it?
Bobby, how do you feel about Instagram official?
I definitely feel the burden. And I recently got engaged, and the conversation about the engagement photo was an actual conversation where in the moment I was like, I cannot believe we're having this conversation. But I guess this is an essential conversation to have because
I hate that.
It's because I also don't use Facebook. I use Twitter, but like it's so impersonal. So like my most personal social platform is going to be Instagram. And so it was a thing to do. And we had to time out like, well, let's both post it at the same time so no one gets it first. Although like based on the algorithm, who knows? So and no we did it. And like we posted our photo like 2 days after we took it. It was very weird. It was also very easy to tell everyone at the same time.
Who like, got more likes though?
I have more followers. but I will say like it's one of those things. I did have to think about it though because I wanted to make sure I told all of my closest friends individually. And it was like, well, we can't post the Instagram until everyone like we actually like yes. knows. And then once that was done,
what if you forgot someone?
Instagram. No, and that was going through my mind because I was like, I hope no one I'm really close with finds out on my Instagram. That would have made me kind of upset. And as far as I can tell, I don't think that happened.
I don't think that people really care that you wouldn't tell them and they would see it.
Some people take it personally.
I mean, I truly wouldn't care. Like, I just feel like it wouldn't. No, but I mean, like, I think, yeah.
You would think it was weird if you found out I was engaged on Instagram and I didn't text you. Do not say that you wouldn't think I was
weird. But I'm just saying, like, there are some people in my life that have told me I'm engaged. And I'm like, cool. But, like, that's great. But like if I'd seen in their Instagram first, I wouldn't be mad.
But I'm thinking about that.
Maybe
top tier.
Baby's a little bit different. That's a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. I think aside from engagement, because that's less of a surprise if someone's dating for a long time.
Right.
The like stalking of people through their Instagrams to find out if they're dating anyone at all first. Let's say you just met them or whatever. Or like someone you know keeps putting people in Instagrams. I think it's really gotten interesting because like I personally don't post a lot of actual Instagrams anymore because for some reason it feels too much. The grid. I post stories. Everything to me feels more appropriate for a story now.
Yeah.
I have yet to come across since January when I was in Nashville. Since a long time ago, I haven't found anything worthy of a grid for me. Maybe I'm, you know, really raising the
bar too
high.
I think this is the trend is that no one's posting at least what we've sort of
and like who sees
discussed
it?
Here.
But. I think also now that I have like a little more followers because of the podcast, I'm anxious because I feel like people really like go in and I'm almost like, you know what? I don't need the burden of that. But now I think like because of stories, you're going to have to be a little bit more discerning to find Instagram official stuff, right? Because that's less of a like us posed for an actual photo and more of a like putting pieces together. It's basically gotten more obtuse, I think.
If you're gonna post a nice photo though, like a friend of mine recently got married, and this isn't exactly the same, but it was like the nicest photo was on the grid, and then the stories were all of the like outtakes and the camera phone.
That's
like
nice.
The camera phone photos, which was interesting. That's so nice. It's like, but it was still like I was imagining the process that took. It was like, well, we have to come to an agreement on like which photo that will represent us. And then we can post the other ones just like
rapid-fire
stories.
Yeah, I mean, and think about if this is how complicated it is for normal people, like celebrities, like, oh my God, like I can't, I'm stressed out about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think with my friends, I've noticed the story is sort of dipping your toe into the official where you're like, you know your friends as social groups. So I know if my friend makes a new friend and I'm like, who's your new friend? Because I don't know your new friend, so that's weird. And so when they post someone that they might be dating or someone like hot, I'm like, who's the hot person in your Instagram? Like, I don't know this hot person. That's weird. And so then I start texting people and I'm like, who's in this person's Instagram?
Which
I did very recently. I just love drama.
Act like we don't do, we don't,
I know.
We participate in this exact same kind of behavior.
We do, but I love.
You're doing it for celebrities.
Right. And I think that's,
too,
we do that for our friends too. But, but I think what's great about for celebrities, it's so shameless and you don't have to be embarrassed about going 400 photos back into someone's feed. If they're a celebrity, who fucking cares? Like you can do that and you can watch all their stories and you can be really creepy and click on the tags and go. Our favorite celebrity behavior is clicking on tags until you get somewhere insane. You're like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? You're like, you're 14 people removed and you're like, I'm having the time of my life here. Where am I? It's like Instagram Explorer, you know, where Instagram tells you who you should be following and it's some celebrity you've never heard of, but they know you should be following them.
Yeah, they're right.
So it is like really charming to do that when it's a celebrity. little bit more creepy when it's someone you know, I guess.
One of our other interviews was the Daily Dot advice columnist, and she was talking about this girl who was, like, very heartbroken that her boyfriend didn't include her in her Instagrams, which, like, do you think that celebrities have to feel more embarrassed about that than normal people? Like, after the baby announcement, I looked at Travis Scott's Instagram, and his post was of, like, a drawing of, like, a skull with its teeth falling out.
That's suspect to me.
And I was like, this is what you posted on Instagram the day after your child was born? I don't know. Like, it just seems like if you are self-conscious about your relationship, it's even more obvious if you're famous.
I would actually think it's less. There's less pressure on a celebrity because it's like the pressure is on them having their own, like, sort of unbreakable brand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more about the brand. So you can just, the excuse would be just, oh, they're just using this for promotion. Like, so they're not really, but somebody who you know to be, who's famous, you know to be super sherry on Instagram, you're right, it would be weird if they didn't share. I mean, I don't know why this came to me, but Julianne Hough did a full reveal of her new hair color. That's the kind of, like, a full reveal, like posts, multiple. Posts. And then stories. And then it went to magazines, too. She gave official photos to magazines.
Oh, yeah, she was very emotional
about it. This was a hair color change.
She'd always wanted to be, was it pink?
She went red.
Oh, red, okay. Yeah.
That's a big change.
She'd always wanted to be red.
She looks great.
And someone found, I think it was me, but it was a video. Well, I was like, we were talking about this on the phone.
Sure.
But I was digging deep into Julianne Hough that week or that day, and I found a video, like an interview of her 4 years ago where she was like, one of these days I think I'm going to like bite the bullet and go red or something. And in my like sick, twisted Instagram brain, I was like, that's a seed that she planted because she wanted us to find it. And it was just like, she knew she would reveal it on Instagram
which
in a few years.
Which is not
true. Which is crazy, but it's like, we're so used to following those Instagram breadcrumbs that like, I see them everywhere now. Like, I don't believe in coincidences anymore. Like, I believe we're always,
Instagram has taken away
we're constantly
your
being
joy.
Played. And that you cannot, like, thoroughly, like, ingest an Instagram photo in under, you know, 3 minutes because you have to examine everything. Like, you have to look at everything.
There's so many things to click on. So many places to go.
Yeah, that was incredible. I think if we learned anything,
Bobby Lindsay, love
them. Yeah, if I learned anything from that, it's that I need to get famous so that people will care and ask for press releases about my relationship status.
Yeah, and I need to take more advantage of the Notes app.
Oh my God, I would love to be famous enough to announce a breakup via Notes app screenshot.
What did Zayn and Gigi do? Do you remember?
I am pretty sure they released a statement. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they were old school.
Yeah. So Bobby Lindsay mentioned the press releases before, and now it seems like kind of part of their job is just going through the unfollow or the follows, who they follow, and checking to see if they still follow them.
Although some Zayn and Gigi history for you here. The first time they broke up, which might have been a little over a year ago, it was pieced together based on Gigi's Snapchats in which she was making lots of references to Beyonce's Lemonade.
Wow.
So there's lots of ways to go about it.
Yeah, I think celebrities are still figuring out this world for us. Although, no one cares if I break up with my boyfriend. You aren't going to go through my following and see if I followed him or unfollowed him, right? Like, that's not going to happen.
As somebody who is, like, clinically sinister in the ways that I use social media, I might do that to someone.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the norm, for sure.
I think it sounds like to me, Instagram is good for when you want to signify that you started a relationship. There is no good way to end it on Instagram.
You're right.
That is a problem. Because you also have now all of these factors, like beyond just the grid, it's the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, honestly, do I post a story where I'm like, I'm single now? Like, I really do want my Instagram followers to know, not that it's anyone like really important, it's my friends, but I do want it to be like known, like this person is not tied to me anymore, and there's no way for me to show that.
I promise you the next time that I go through a breakup, I will announce it on my Instagram story. I promise you that right now.
I mean, I think it's a good look. Like, I think you should lean into it, to be honest with you.
I mean, here's the one thing, though. Maybe you don't explicitly say I'm single now, but you definitely, you know, do a really good makeup look.
Mm-hmm,
maybe go to a fancy plan at Lincoln Center and take a good pic of yourself and post it on the gram. And some people, based on your cryptic caption, might deduce what has happened.
I didn't do that or anything.
No, I've never heard of anyone doing that.
Caitlin, wait. We have to announce your sad news, too.
Oh, my sad news is that I don't work at The Verge anymore.
Boom. It's out there now.
Yeah. I think Ashley wanted this to be like a really dramatic announcement, like kind of like she broke up with her boyfriend and additionally I broke up with her by leaving my...
It's true. I honestly don't know if Caitlin's going to come back.
Oh my God. I work maybe a 10-minute subway ride from here in Murray Hill.
Is this a commitment?
At a new media company called Damn Joan. Yeah, this is commitment. So was my contract. And that is what I'm doing. However, I still love Why'd You Push That Button, and I will be here in the future. Nothing will change for you. This doesn't affect your life at all. I'm not archiving my pictures of Ashley and Lizzie on the Instagram grid. I did
Caitlin's
change my
left
Twitter
bio. Her Verge life behind.
Oh my God. That is so untrue.
The note I feel we should end this season on is, you know, we're going into summer. Hopefully by the time this episode runs, it's warm. Please God be warm. And it's going to be a new us.
Ashley keeps trying to get me to become single so that we can hoe it up together.
I'm not going to even make a comment. Because it would just, nope. I'll leave that one out there. We are going to have a fantastic summer, Caitlin. And
I know. I agree.
We're going to post lots of great Instagrams because I can't delete Instagram. So might as well make use of it by posting pictures of myself and feeling good by
should
the likes.
We go have a Limerita right now?
I think we should. All right. So that's it for a bit. We're going to work on season 3. I'm actually so pumped. Our doc has a lot of good ideas.
I feel out of ideas, so please send us your ideas.
We have some good ones in there, but we need more for sure.
Yeah.
Email us at button@theverge.com. Follow Caitlin on Twitter, KAIT_Tiffany. Follow me on Twitter @AshleyRCarmen. Follow Andrew on Twitter @ANDRUMarino. Please send us your photos of you and your crush drinking frozen slushies in the summer heat because I need that.
Yes, I agree.
Honestly,
I need
that
too. I need that too.
So I just want to say season 3 is going to be exciting because I'm going to be dating again, which means the stories are going to be great.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
It's a wild world out there, as I have previously experienced. So.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah. I'm excited now. When we come back to school, it's going to be with a bang.
Yep.
My grid's going to be full of pictures of Ashley.
Sweaty. Okay.
Goodbye. We love you.
Bye.